In the interest of authenticity, can I tell you something really embarrassing? I'm gonna tell you anyway. I have been so pent up lately, it's disgusting. It's ridiculous. It's like I jack off and I'm still like, yeah, raring to go again. It's like, for God's sake, go to sleep. So you do the honorable thing, you have another wank, and you think, come on, this time, knock me out, and it just... It's like a bloody nuisance. Oh no. When everyone thinks having a penis and a vagina is so much fun, it's not. That's exhausting. It's like if one of them is not raring to go, the other one is. Oh no. One of them either wants to stuff something or the other one wants to be stuffed. Nuisance, nuisance, nuisance. I don't know what it is, but my hands are just not doing it. Mm-mm. And I have been creative over the years. Oh, you know, using different lubes, ice cubes, heat play, all that stuff. Well, sometimes you just get a bit bored of the old rub and tug, so... What do you do when you're too horny? What? I thought you were supposed to be my best friend. Tell me. Help me, I'm clogged up. It is bad for my health. You want me to have a sewn-up vagina and a rigid cock? Oh, but it might. I've heard stories. Stories of people who died from lack of sexual affection. Affection, satisfaction, what's the difference? The point is, I need to finish in a spectacular way and my hands are just... Honestly, it's just making me want more. It's like putting another log on the fire. What's the point in lying? I thought we were supposed to be having an authentic friendship. You always just go, yeah, I'm fine. No. This is real, motherfucker. And I am clogged from balls to brain. And perineum to puss. It's all fun and games until you've got two sets of genitals screaming at you. Exactly. Hear my pain. Yeah, I usually try and do both at the same time, but it's kind of hard because I'm not that flexible. What, do you want me to lie and say I'm a secret gymnast? I am not. I just have a pee-pee and a vag. Mm-hmm. A hermaphrodite who lacks flexibility. I should put that on my dating app. No, I don't have one because I'm not insane. Oh, because how do you even talk to someone? I'm looking for intimacy and sex and someone to make me feel safe. You can't say that, even though that's what we're all thinking. No, you have to be all smooth and, hi, how are you? Oh, good, thanks, how are you? Oh, yada, 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 yada. Are you accusing me of being impatient? Never before have I been so offended by the absolute truth. But you don't have to point it out. No, bollocks, I don't want to get to know someone. I just want to be in love and them be in love with me. Because I'm afflicted with ADHD and my attention is terrible. and I'm impatient, and getting to know someone is painful as shit. You know, with the uncertainty and the anxiety and the please don't hurt me, please don't hurt me, please don't hurt me. Exhausting. And painful and icky and no thank you. I'd much rather just complain to you and do nothing to solve my own personal crisis. Anyway, before I can even think about contemplating dating, I need to master my own genitals. They have control over me and it's alarming. Well, for one thing, they make it impossible to sleep. Oh, you lay down, you close your eyes, and then dong. She rises to attention. And the other one's like, put something inside me. And it's like, Jesus Christ. You two are so needy. I just want to sleep. Well, I see. So you're saying the problem is that I don't have somebody facilitating my needs. Oh, some Freudian shit coming out now. The reason I'm not satisfied is because it's not somebody else touching me. Okay. No, that kind of makes some sense, actually. Well, it's like you can massage your own shoulders, but it's a lot nicer when someone else does it, so... Alright, well, I just need to find someone willing to fuck me. Okay. How much do you charge? Almost nothing. Very generous. Oh, come on, you don't want to sleep with me. Because it'd be like sleeping with a step-sibling. It's like, yeah, it's kind of hot, but also probably detrimental to the relationship. Are you winding me up? Don't do that, I'm horny. And I'm agitated, and you're absolutely right, I do... I need to have sex, I think. Well, I need to do something because this is just ridiculous. I even bought one of those vibrators that you can control with your phone. Because why not? No, I haven't tested it out because I'm one of those people that buy something and then they're like, why isn't it working? It's like, no, you actually have to take it out of the box. ADHD. So fun. Yeah, but again, I'd be using it, so it's not exactly as if there's... Oh... Come on. You're not gonna do that. Because you're having me on and you mean. So you're saying you download the app on your phone and you would manipulate this vibrator whilst I'm using it. And essentially dictate my orgasm. Really? You kinky bitch. Oh, I see. So it's like a stepping stone. It's one step closer to us sleeping together, but it's not us officially sleeping together. Okay. Ah, so we can measure how weird it is. I see. So really, this is just an insurance policy on our friendship. And I get an orgasm. If you're any good at manipulating it, that is. Yeah, for all I know, you could be shit. I think you have to be in range of the vibrator, so probably in the next room, or what? All right, I'll go get it. God. Vibrator, 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 where are the... Here we go. Vibrator with downloadable app control. Yeah, they have to be in range, so... Oh, you wouldn't mind staying in the room, would you? Well, that's very generous. Are you serious about this? You're prepared to help me wank off all in the name of friendship? Well, that is jolly decent of you, and I'm going to take my trousers off. Just remember, you offered.